Blog Talk Radio.
There's no reason for you to find fault in me. There's no reason for me to find fault in you. And none of us are perfect, but we are as perfect as we were created. After all, we feel the same sun, breathe the same air, live on the same earth, and under the same sky. So let's just get it right now. Cause you have a soul like I do, so I have no right to judge you. But the minute I look is a reflection of how I feel about me and my you. But we are as perfect as we were created. Let's stop looking at races, classes, and faces. Share the same space. We might as well get it right now. Cause they're not a part of a religion.
Thank you for joining me on another edition of To Liberate. I'm your host, the Ram K. And of course, as always, I wish you peace, love, and happiness. You know, I always say, you know, when I start a program to pretty much, and especially specifically my African-American or black or however you call yourself this week, family, you know, we're so emotional. So the topic I'm discussing today is probably real sensitive. So what I'm asking of all my super, super religious family who really comes unglued when you talk about men of the cloth or people of the word, I just don't want y'all to lose sight of I am a preacher's child. I am a granddaughter of a preacher, a pastor, and a great-granddaughter of a pastor. So I come from a long line of pastors and ministers, and I just don't want a lot of y'all to be offended, but you're going to be, because sometimes truth is very offensive. Last time, I thought I would never be revisiting this type of conversation. At least I was hoping that I wouldn't. But the last time I did, we were talking about Reverend Bevel. And as y'all remember, Reverend Bevel did such great works in the civil rights era. In fact, he's one of the people that you could say really spearheaded a movement that Dr. King and a lot of others got credit for. I mean, of course, Dr. King did his thing and was a very integral part of the movement in terms of his speeches and his education, but a lot of people don't know that the Reverend James Bevel was very instrumental in that whole process. And I had a lot of respect for him until found out that he was molesting his daughters. In fact, he possibly impregnated one of them or two of them, and he had been doing it to a lot of his children. I mean, it was just so damn bizarre that for him to go out that way. You know, I know your mind starts to get bad as you get older, I'm assuming, because that's what he did. I mean, I didn't do it. He did it. And I happened to do a video and load it up on YouTube, and I mean, people went off on me as if I raped somebody or as if I had no right to speak on this man who was molesting his children. I mean, come on, black people. What is wrong with y'all? Everybody wanted to start talking about, you know, the things he did, and I can't deny it. I can't even hold his jockstrap when it comes to the work that he put in the community. However, that wasn't even what we were talking about. We were talking about him laying down with his damn kids and sleeping with them and having sex with them. That's what the problem was, okay? So, see, black people get real crazy when it comes to religion, and they get really occultish. And they'll kill you, and they'll just be real ignorant when you start talking to them. I can tell you a story about there was a campaign with the Nation of Islam to remove all the white Jesus figures out of the churches in the community because what we were seeing and what has been proven time and time again that is having a profound effect on the way we see the world, and it is keeping white supremacy alive and well. And if you are messed up and don't care, just do it for the children. So I thought it was a very positive campaign. It was a very educational campaign. And when the Nation of Islam ministers went around to the churches to ask them to understand the educational ramification behind what we were doing, we approached one brother that was a deacon that was on the church steps. And do you know the deacon put his hand on his gun and told us, I told you I'd get away from around here with that mess now. Now, do you hear what I'm saying? The deacon had a gun, and he would rather shoot his brother and sister down than even objectively listen to somebody bringing him some information about why he shouldn't have no damn white Jesus sitting up in the middle of his damn church, and that he doesn't understand that this is perpetuating the images of white supremacy that we have to deal with on a daily basis, and which is what is keeping us sick. Okay? Now, fast forward, Reverend Breville, the preacher, oh my God, we have to fast forward to the year 2011. Now, for those of you who want to call in, let me give you the call-in number, because I know some of y'all want to call in. Be shrewd. Hey, I'm ready for you today. You can call me at 310-982-4136. Again, that number is 310-982-4136. Lord have mercy. Bishop Eddie Long. Oh, my God. Bishop Eddie Long. I thought I could get through without talking about him. I didn't want to deal with it because I really liked the brother. But he's very articulate, very passionate about what he does, and he's a damn good preacher. So I, too, was I like to hear inspirational words, okay? And I have learned to separate the actions from the man. However, that doesn't mean while I separate the two of them that I don't hold them accountable for the actions that they do. Okay, and just because you simply wear a church robe on, You know, I don't want you. I don't want you to even feel like this is an escape or exempts you from being a stand-up person in the community morally. Because a lot of times people just see your robe and your cloth, and some of them are brainwashed to thinking that you are God, and some of them have gone to look at you as a pimp with robe on. Okay, and I think this is pretty much what has happened in the case with Bishop Eddie Long. So as we know, another young man has come forward that looks like Sylvester. Not that I have anything against Sylvester. That was my boy. Okay. But given the fact that those of you who want to say the allegations are false and that your pastor is not gay, we don't want to talk about this, what his fetish is for. The younger men, at least they're not, it's not children. But younger men who are of consensual age. The fact that this last person came out the closet in a flaming heat throw of a mess lets me further know that Bishop Eddie Long is a queen. Now, I know y'all want to hear that. I'd have made somebody real mad. Bishop Eddie Long is gay. And I don't have a problem with Bishop Eddie Long being gay, if that's what Bishop Eddie Long is. As a matter of fact, I don't have a problem with how people express their sexuality. Me personally, I really don't. And so I'm going on record saying that. What I am saying is, whether it's abnormal, whether it's different, all those things may apply. It certainly is not the norm. But I will say this. As far as I'm concerned, the biggest crime that Bishop Eddie Long did for me was he let me know that he's a damn hypocrite. Okay? See, when you lead marches talking about what gay people shouldn't do and down with homosexuality and down with homosexuals, and in my opinion, now you've crossed the damn line. See, now you begin to put yourself in a position where you're condemning people for the same actions that you're doing. And to me, you're worse than the person that you're condemning. Because at least be real about your shit. And whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's immoral, unmoral, be real about it. And if you know it's a problem, you have to ask for deliverance from it, whatever it is that you have a problem with, a weakness for. But what you certainly shouldn't do is go on the attack of other people that's participating in the same damn activity that you love and that you love to do. Except you're not telling them that you love to do it. You're just condemning them for doing it. People like that I have no damn remorse for. I have no sympathy for. In fact, I'd just be like, oh, let it rain on them. Let it rain. You talking about let it rain on these hoes? Let it rain on the hoes for real. Because what we have become is a complacent, brainwashed group of people who refuse to hold our own people accountable. We don't hold our clergy people accountable. We don't even hold them accountable for sitting up in the church every morning and teaching a doctrine that they know is not real. They are most, and I don't even want to go into that because that's a whole different dynamic, but that's bad enough. But then you couple that with you sitting up here condemning me for acts that you know that you participated in. As soon as you get your ass off this pulpit, off this rostrum, you are getting ready to go and have a hell of a sexual party with some queens and dance around, put on spandex, take damn pictures, do this type of stuff, and then get your behind out there with a damn candle. Light it, lead a gay march against people that you feel are sinning, and that they need to be ostracized or castrated, whatever the hell you think that you got for these damn people, you one of them. See? Now, if God is the master of the day of judgment, so the minute you picked up that damn candle and started making it on, well, then you opened yourself up, brother, for the attack. You opened yourself up for every damn thing that you got coming towards you. Okay? That's what I feel about Bishop Eddie Long. And I feel like for all you damn occult, brainwashed, religious people who is sitting up there saying these people are lying on him or that the young man just wanted money, I'm glad they got money, okay, because when they get older, that stuff is going to mess with them. Some of y'all sitting up here listening to me right now is thinking about some sexual encounter that you had that you might not have been ready for, that might not have been something that you wanted to give, and it has ruined your understanding for a long time, possibly for the rest of your life, and you know it's the truth. So if anything, you should at least be mentally compensated for that, because you'd be able to pay for some mental health counseling should you need that. You'll be able to take the finances and help yourself and your mental health as much as possible, and whatever you need for yourself. Because most of the times when we commit and do things like that, they don't show up and they don't have the profound effects that they have until we get older. Look at all the young men that are coming forward about the Catholic priest. Look how it's affected them in their relationships with their wives or people they try to be in a relationship with. It ruins them. Okay, so I don't got no problem with the people being paid at all. But you crazy people that's paying it, oh my God. Y'all are the ones I got a problem with, because y'all is so damn crazy and brainwashed. Oh my God, you're so crazy. I cannot believe that you still have people that's sitting up in that church who are saying things that are totally diabolical and just humanly against the individual that came forward. I even heard Creflo Dollar, who was another Reflo or rat, saying that he didn't want you over in his church if you ran away from Bishop Eddie Long's church. Go on back. But we don't want you over here, because that man going to heaven. I mean, I can't believe these guys sit up in these damn churches and get away with the messages that they get away with. And the sheeple, y'all is definitely some damn sheep, because y'all can be led anywhere. I used to have sheep. And let me tell you about the nature of a sheep. They all up in the other sheep's ass. Okay? They don't never look up and try to do stuff for themselves. Okay? If one of them go lead their damn ass into the damn barn, the rest of them going into the damn barn too. They heard it. They stupid. They're one of the most dumbest animals, you know. And unfortunately, I'm starting to see that amongst my family members, amongst my friends, people that I grew up and love, and even some people that I grew up and had a healthy respect for, once I start coming to my consciousness and my truth, and I realized that these were just pimps of lies, I lost respect for them. Especially the ones who know the truth. You need to understand that Bishop Eddie Long is a very educated man who's well-versed in theology. So he knows the truth. He's well-versed on the Council of Nicaea, the Council of Trent, and how this religious thing was formulated, and the Jesus figurehead was put there by 325 Catholic Roman bishops under Emperor Constantine. He knows all of this. But that's not what he teaches in his church. Hallelujah. It's not what he teaches. Because that would be the truth. And even though the truth hurts, the truth is what sets you free. You know, we got so much healing to do in our community. And the first thing we got to do although I respect the church as an institution of a place where it gathers more black people than any other place on the planet on Sundays. But it's because our nature of wanting to be spiritual, we have allowed that to overtake our intelligence. And for that, I am so sad. The religious institutions are just nothing but the politics of our soul. And the preachers, again, have become hypocritical pimps with robes on, husbands by day, fags by night, homosexuals, whatever you want to call them, whatever derogatory name that you have, that's what they are by night. Your pastor. No. Until you're ready to suck up that and deal with the truth of that, you'll never be free. Do I still love my brother? Yes, I do love my brother. I have no right to not love him. But I have every right to call him out on his sickness and tell him that we all need a doctor, brother. So don't you get your ass up there with no candle and light it up no more and talk about who doing what, because you see somebody committing some sin somewhere, whether they sleeping with another man's wife, or whether they sleeping with somebody and they not married to them, or whether they doing all types of hideous things and pushing poison to the community. There's all types of sin out there. If you want to love somebody, I don't think that's a sin. I think the sin comes in when you lie and you don't really believe and trust that God is the master of the day of judgment. Let him judge you in your sin. Let him judge you in your filthy rags. Let him judge you on the day of judgment. But you be true to who you are. If you like men, you like men. If you like women, you like women. And if you like both of them, then, you know, you like both of them. Don't condemn one or the other. Don't be like some people who say, as long as there are men that's gay and not women that's gay, everything is okay. That's how I can accept the choir director or the organ player and all these kind of excuses that you make. Your pastor is a fag. Your pastor is a homosexual. Your pastor has sex with those young men, and he has sex with the one that looks like Sylvester as well. You are paying for your pastor's sexual escapades. Now, if you like doing that, then you might as well, if you got some dark, deep stuff that you like to do, then you might as well take your own money and pay for your own freakadink stuff that you like to do. You should probably do that, because it's no different if you're giving to Bishop Eddie Long. So, I had to make my comment about the bishop. And for those of you who don't like it, oh well, I'm sorry. I'm going to close, because he's still a friend. He's just a corrupt, brainwashed, religious, what do you call it, hypocrite. And those of you who follow him, y'all brainwashed. Y'all part of a cult. You're not a free and independent thinker. And you need to get help. Thanks for listening. And that's all I got to say. Good night, y'all.